There's been more violence in the Middle East. 4 bombs exploded in Jerusalem early today, slightly injuring several people. The violence occurs amid efforts to arrange a meeting between Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and Israel's foreign minister Shimon Peres. European Union official Javier Solana was due to meet Arafat and Israel's prime minister Ariel Sharon separately today to pave the way for truce talks. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine took responsibility for the 4 bombs, which came 1 week after Israel killed Popular Front leader Ali Abba Mustafa. The largest bomb exploded on the northern outskirts of Jerusalem as children were walking to school. Another of the bombs exploded in a parked municipal vehicle in Gilo on the outskirts of southern Jerusalem. Gilo has recently become one of the focal points of Israeli-Palestinian tension. Palestinians say Gilo is a Jewish settlement built on West Bank land. Israel says it is a neighborhood of Jerusalem. The violence comes as diplomatic efforts continue to try to bring Yasser Arafat and Shimon Peres together. Both men will be attending a conference in Italy later this week. Chemi Shalev, a commentator for the Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv, says that even if the two men do meet, expectations are low that they will be able to reach an agreement on a ceasefire. Shalev says the Israeli public no longer trusts the Palestinians.
They look very unkindly at anything that seems to be paying a price for such a ceasefire. But I also think, and this is based on past experience with the Israeli public, that once there is a fait accompli, most of the public will come around to supporting whatever is agreed, because, after all, despite the hawkish positions of the Israeli public, what the public wants most is peace and quiet.
There is also deep skepticism on the Palestinian side. Palestinian Legislative Council member Hanan Ashrawi says for the past 11 months, Israel has put the entire Palestinian public under siege and has targeted dozens of Palestinians for assassinations.
It's destroying confidence on both sides. And to the Palestinians, it's very clear that this is a situation of sheer absolute survival, because everything, every aspect of life has been affected and destroyed, and they feel that they have been left entirely vulnerable, total victims to an Israeli policy that is absolutely brutal. Now, if this continues, then of course the situation cannot be contained.
Ashrawi says the only solution is international intervention. Since there is no trust between the two sides, she says, only the international community can guarantee a ceasefire. But Israel has so far opposed international intervention, and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is likely to reiterate his objection when he begins a 3-day visit to Moscow later today. One thing both Israelis and Palestinians seem to agree on is that the violence is likely to continue and could even escalate. Again, Israeli analyst Chemi Shalev.
One of the most abused statements in the area in the past 10 months has been, things cannot go on like this. But the fact is that they have been going on for much longer than people expected. And therefore, I see no reason that the level of violence cannot be maintained for many more months to come.
As the one-year anniversary of the Palestinian uprising approaches on September 28th, analysts on both sides say everyone is preparing for continued long-term conflict. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.